proceed, I have a question that's confusing me on each of these. The case number, I'm seeing two case numbers on these applications. If this doesn't pertain to you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Are we changing up or something?
The first one that you're seeing, the 2003, starts with 2003, the longer number. It is because of our new system, MUNIS. It's the application number that we refer to that.
Okay.
It's all put in the system now, and to look it up through that, you have to look it up under that number.
So that's an application number, not a case number?
Correct.
Okay.
It's on this case number then.
The one underneath of it is the case number it's been assigned.
I got you. All right. Thank you.
I was wondering that same thing, Mr.
I go looking for the case number. I'm like, wait a minute, it says case number, and then, okay.
Well, I had a little inside knowledge from
a little birdie told you.
By the name of Jenny.
Little Jenny told you.
Okay.
Jenny told.
Thank you for that. That did tear it up.
Yeah, thank you.
Case number 11,206, CMH Homes, Gil Fleming, north of Road 402 Blueberry Lane, approximately 2,000 feet west of Route 113, DuPont Boulevard, DuPont Highway, tax map ID 433, map 6, parcel 23, a variance from the side yard setback requirements.
You state your name and address for the record, please.
Gil Alexander Fleming, 13 Radcliffe Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Evening.
Good evening.
What I'm here for tonight is to rectify a bit of a confusion on actually my part and others. We were approved for a side yard setback, case number 11122, on December 17th for the left side yard setback, when we requested a 4.5 foot variance from the 10 feet side yard setback requirement on this property. When we set the home and saw the final survey, the survey saying 4.9 was in our mind great. That was good. Or 4.9 5.
Bless you.
But to reverse that is really what the variance was for, and that was just a confusion on our part. And we're really supposed to be 5.5 from the side yard setback, and 4.5, you know, into the 10 foot setback. So that was the confusion there. And unfortunately, you know, the house is set, so I'm asking for the board to approve as is, as built on the site at 4.9. I can say it's my mistake.
No.
Mr. Calloway, I do think we need, because this is a different application, even though we've heard testimony regarding this property back in December, I think you said December, right?
Yes, sir.
We should flush out the record just so that we have a record in this case, as far as what the five standards are and that they've been met. Mr. Fleming, when I look at this property, it appears to have I forgot what geometry is, but it's not a triangle, but it doesn't appear to have the same front yard width that it does the rear yard width. Is that correct?
Right. It is unique in size.
So is it about 40 feet wider in the front than the back?
Yes.
Okay. And I see here there's a notation for a septic tank. Does about midway through the rear of the property, and that there's a septic mount in the rear. Is that right?
Yeah, it's an existing septic tank, yes.
And the dwelling, I guess, could not be rotated perpendicular to its current location because of the location of the septic tank and the septic mound system?
That's correct, yeah. That did dictate how the house would go on the lot.
So this is pretty much the only location that you could fit that dwelling on the lot, is that right?
That's correct.
And it's a dwelling that is not of a... is this the normal type of dwelling that is built by your firm?
Yes, it is.
And the owner of the property is Mr. McCormick. Is that correct?
That is correct.
On the application? And he didn't...
Actually, CMH Homes still owns this property. We bought it on his behalf.
Okay.
And erected the home and project on his behalf. So it's currently ours, being sold to him as soon as, you know, all this is cleared up, of course.
All right. I have nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Sharp, I believe you asked what shape the...
trapezoid.
It's a trapezoid electros, and it's, if you look that up, it's a crooked lot.
Other than rectangular.
It's been a long day, Mr. Rickard.
Oh, me. I wouldn't know even if I was in that class anymore what that shape is.
I was looking at res judicata and motions in limine today, so.
Okay. I mean, question again. Now we're ready for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has been convincing in that there's a uniqueness to the lot, and therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property because of the septic and the orientation of the home. Don't see where to alter the central character of the neighborhood and a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion we approve case number 11206.
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11206. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11206 is approved.
Thank you again.
Yes, sir.